The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program? Yes, we are awaiting the I'm sure it's going to be so riveting State of the Union address tonight. You know what's funny about this? The press has been out there saying that Joe has been practicing because he has a stuttering problem. I never knew that was confirmed by anybody. I think he has a brain functioning problem, a cognitive problem. I didn't know he had, quote, a stuttering problem. But anyway, that's what they were saying in some of the outlets today. And that he's been reading aloud his speech in preparation of tonight's big speech. Let me tell you one thing about the State of the Union address. It is the simplest speech any president will ever give. It's like a rally speech, and they build in all these applause lines, and you count how many times the Democrats will stand, how little the Republicans will stand, and pretty much everything Joe is going to say is not going to be fact-checked accurately. So, and we will fact-check him tonight when we're on later after the speech in real time. One thing, you know, listen to Joe Biden. You want to talk about Bob Gates once saying on every foreign policy issue in his lifetime, Joe Biden has been wrong. Listen to Joe Biden saying China is not competition for the U.S. Wrong, Joe. They are our number one political foe. You have allowed America to become far too reliant on China for goods that we should be producing here.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
They're not good folks, Joe, as you allow them to go from Alaska to Idaho and, let's see, to Montana, Missouri, and every state in between all the way to the East Coast before you finally decided to shoot down their spy balloon. And it raises questions, things that we have put on the line and discussed many, many times. We see China and their territorial ambitions with Taiwan unfolding every day as they are flying fighter jets into their airspace. By the way, with the balloon, God only knows what could have been in that balloon. We see China, Joe Biden is allowing them to purchase thousands and thousands of acres of farmland, thousands of acres of ranch land around our country. China is purchasing thousands and thousands of acres around our military installations. Joe is fighting to sell off the remaining strategic petroleum reserves that he depleted to China. He never calls them out on their unfair trade practices or their intellectual property theft.
never calls him out for what is slave labor, the equivalent thereof, or the persecution of the Uyghur minority community. He never looks at this balloon as a possibility that some type of bio warfare or EMP, you know, run could be, this could be a test run somewhere down the line. I would like to think there are people in our Defense Department that think out of the box that way. And the one thing that we really need is a full accounting of every deal that Joe Biden has ever done with China and anybody in the Biden family's ever done with China and how much money has been exchanged. Anyway, here's Biden praising China.
You said, quote, "It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper." A lot of people think that allowing China into the World Trade Organization, which you supported, extending most favored nation status to China, which you supported, that those steps allowed China to take advantage of the United States by using our own open trade deals against us.
No.
Do you think in retrospect that you were naive about China?
No. Here's the thing. In the context of that, we want China to grow. We don't want to have a war with China.
When I've spent a lot of time with President Xi, even he acknowledges that the growth and progress in China has been a direct relationship of the stability that has been encouraged by U.S. presence. We're not trying to contain China. We're not trying to slow down Chinese growth. The growth of China is overwhelmingly in our interest. We've recognized that the United States-China relations generate global economic benefit, not just to both our countries, but global benefit. Last year, our trade with China supported over 500,000 jobs here in the United States. There was a debate here in the United States, and quite frankly, throughout most of the West, as whether a rising China was in the interest of the United States and the wider world. As a young member of the Foreign Relations Committee, I wrote and I said, and I believe then what I believe now, that a rising China is a positive development, not only for China, but for America and the world writ large.
I guess I want to ask you, do you think that this is going to, in fact, be a major issue? And are you vulnerable on this issue at all because of your son's business dealings in China?
No, I don't believe so at all. My son's business dealings were not anything with everybody that he's talking about, not even remotely. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about what are you talking about? China. I have not had it. The only guy made money from China is this guy. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China.
Yeah, then let's prove that, Joe. Let's get to the bottom of it. Did you and your family, led by Hunter at the time, a crack addict, 10 days after you took him to China, get a $1 billion deal with the Bank of China, later evolving into a $1.5 billion deal? A simple yes or no will suffice. Anyway, Chairwoman Elise Stefanik is with us. We appreciate her being on the program to give us a preview of tonight and get her take on Balloon Gate. How are you, Congressman? Glad you could join us.
I'm doing well, Sean. Great to be with you. I think what we're going to hear tonight is a weak president and a weak commander-in-chief. Joe Biden is going to double down on his failed far-left policies that have caused so many crises in this country, whether it's the latest national security crisis with the communist Chinese spy balloon flying across U.S. airspace, over military installations. Again, this is absolutely unacceptable. And what did Joe Biden project? Weakness, not strength. The border crisis, which his policies caused, continues to rage. His anti-law enforcement agenda and his appeasement to the radical far left, which has led us to $31 trillion in national debt. So he's going to double down. And the American people are smart. They know that the State of the Union is not strong right now. It's weaker because of Joe Biden.
He's going into tonight with a very low approval rating. Just Democrats were asked, do you want Joe Biden to seek a second term? In October of last year, it was 52%. Now it's 37%. What's happened?
Well, they are seeing just his weakness. And, you know, at every crisis, which his policies created, by the way, he's just failing. And, you know, whether it was the catastrophic withdrawal of Afghanistan, asserting weakness around the globe, our adversaries are watching, and he has been tested and he has failed. this latest test of the Chinese spy balloon flying across the United States, Joe Biden failed. And as a result, America is viewed as weaker around the world. I sit on the House Armed Services Committee and the House Intelligence Committee, Sean, and I will tell you, we are demanding briefings as to the national security implications of the fact that Joe Biden failed to act, let it fly over the United States, and didn't deal with it in the Pacific, which is what they should have done, waited for it to fly over and dealt with it in the Atlantic.
You know, I think you really have hit on every big theme here. Number one, crime is out of control. The Democratic Party is given in to their radical extremists, and that means no bail laws, defund, dismantling police departments. The crisis at the border, I mean, I can't believe it's nearly a million people this year alone that have entered this country illegally, just a little shy of 800,000 on top of the 5 million in the first 5 million plus in the first 2 years of Biden's administration. Gas prices, even though they went down for a short period of time with a Band-Aid solution of tapping half of our strategic petroleum reserves, you know, now gas is back up over a dollar a gallon from what he inherited when he became president. He's now pretty much shut down most domestic production of oil, gas, and coal. I don't think that's working out well for people either.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you, in my district, it's not just the gas prices. It's the home heating bills. It's utility bills. People can't afford to live in America under Joe Biden. And they are doing nothing. And House Republicans are leading. We have already passed legislation to unleash American energy independence. We have passed legislation to be tough on China and support the Select China Committee, which is Republican-led. This is an initiative that we tried to pursue. House Democrats initially refused. And we actually did get some House Democrats to vote for it, even though their leadership refused to address this. And I will also tell you, Sean, our oversight work in terms of the work that Jim Jordan is doing, the work that Jamie Comer is doing, the work that I'm doing, whether it's on the Oversight Committee or the Select Committee on Political Weaponization, that's going to be some of the most important work of this majority, because it's going to bring transparency to crimes that were committed, to the weaponization of these federal agencies against the American people, and to the illicit dealings of Hunter Biden and the big guy, which is Joe Biden. There is corruption, and we are going to stand up to bring transparency and accountability.
Can you explain all these stories describing thousands and thousands of acres of American farmland, ranch land, land near military installations being bought up by the communist Chinese through, I guess, Chinese nationals? Why are we allowing that to happen?
We should never allow it to happen, and I actually have a bill to stop that from happening. China should not be able to make investments in our agricultural land or our ag businesses. It's a national security risk. And what also is very concerning is much of that agricultural land is around military installations. So there's major intel problems with that as well, major national security risks. We need to have food security. That is an important part of national security. That means having a strong domestic agricultural production supply chain. I represent a very large number of farmers in my district in upstate New York, a large number of ag businesses, and we want to make sure those are American-made, American-produced, and China's not able to get into our food supply system. My bill would do that. House Republicans are going to focus on this as part of the Ag Committee and the Farm Bill, but also this Select China Committee.
All right, quick break. Right back, more with Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a burner was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and burner is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of burner. Now, burner is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to burner, watch their videos, burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress. And now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Burner, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a burner was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and burner is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of burner. Now, burner is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to burner, watch their videos, burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
We continue a preview of tonight's State of the Union address with Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York. One programming reminder, Hannity will be on right after the State of the Union. I think when you just look at the numbers, pure and simple, I mean, he is not having a popular presidency. Now the big issue on the economy is going to be the debt ceiling issue. Joe Biden came out immediately and said there'll be no negotiation. Since then, Kevin McCarthy was called to the White House to meet with Biden. I interviewed him the night of that meeting, and he said it went pretty well, but they didn't. They agreed to talk in the future, but they didn't make any agreements. To me, I think the Democrats have made a strategic decision that they do not believe they're betting against the Republicans uniting all 222 on a plan that would bring some fiscal sanity and responsibility to the budgetary process. And I think they bet against it. And I'm betting that the Republicans will unite behind a single plan. And at that point, they'll have no choice. If they want the debt ceiling increase, they'll have no choice but to deal with you.
We are going to rally and we are unified. And I know, Sean, that we had a conversation and an interview after the speaker's vote. It was important to go through that process. We are a strong team. And look at what we've accomplished on the floor already. We've defunded Joe Biden's army of IRS agents. As I said, we've passed legislation to increase our energy independence. We set up these new select committees to go after China, our top adversary in the 21st century, but to go after the political weaponization of these federal agencies. And we are going to unify. And we are committed to bringing our budget back towards balance, standing up for fiscal responsibility. And you don't need to look any further than Joe Biden's previous statements before he was president. He actually voted no on a debt ceiling increase and said we need to bring back fiscal responsibility when he was in the Senate. He led the negotiations in 2011 saying that we need to come to solutions to find savings. So these are.
By the way, he's the one that said in 2011, you can't be it's my way or the highway type of person.
Absolutely.
And the point is, he's obviously changed his tune.
Yeah. He has changed his tune. And I will tell you, having Kevin McCarthy in that meeting, that was a win because the White House said they were going to refuse to negotiate with us. It was Kevin that demanded that meeting. Joe Biden didn't want to go along with it. So House Republicans have a seat at the table on behalf of the American people.
Well let me ask you, because there's at least 15 plans that I've been made aware of in the last couple of weeks. Does there seem to be one plan that is emerging that everybody seemingly will go along with?
Yes, we are making sure all of our members can bring their ideas to the table, including looking at the hundreds of billions of unspent COVID funds, looking at the Green New Deal provisions, looking at the woke policies in DOD. Every committee is going to look for savings of waste, fraud, and abuse. And our members are bringing their ideas to the table. This is a process. This is a negotiation. And we will unify, but we're going to be stronger for every member being a part of this discussion on behalf of their constituents.
All right. We really appreciate your time. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, chairwoman in Washington, and of course, one of the top lieutenants of Kevin McCarthy. Thank you for being with us.
Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
Breaking news straight from the source. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up next, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Now, I've been telling you for years how MyPillow, these products, they just work. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer, and you can too. Now they've even taken it to the next level. MyPillow now launching MyPillow 2.0. Now, when MyPillow first came out, the original MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow, and everybody loved them, and it became a national hit. And here we are 20 years later, and Mike Lindell at MyPillow is using a new technology that makes the pillow now even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature regulating threads. Now, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, the smoothest, the coolest pillow you'll ever own, ever. And you can say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. Now's the time to give it a try. MyPillow 2.0, right now, buy one, get one free, limited time only. Call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity. They have deep discounts on other great MyPillow products as well. Buy one, get one free, or just go to their website. It's MyPillow.com and click on the Sean Hannity Square. You have 100% satisfaction, money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. And you're going to love the new MyPillow 2.0. That pillow arrives in the sleep you've been wanting and needing and craving and desiring. And the sleep you deserve will be yours. Anyway, let's get to our phones here. We have, well, hang on. One thing I wanted to play. Colleen Jean-Pierre, your White House press secretary, she's not been doing well in terms of all the disastrous policies of Joe Biden. She actually is claiming now that the administration knew exactly where the Chinese balloon was going. They do not know where the Chinese balloon was going. What you're about to hear, I call out Adam Schiff. Total, complete Adam Bull Schiff.
At the same time, we protected against Chinese intelligence collection because we knew exactly where the balloon was going. The military recommended taking the balloon down over water, following the determination by military commanders that there was undue risk of debris causing harm to civilians while the balloon was over land in Alaska, Canada, or the continental United States.
What did they know about the technology that was inside of the balloon? And did they know for certainty what was in there? Because I doubt that they did. And is there ever the remote possibility that the communist Chinese would anticipate that the U.S. might try to stop some type of intelligence gathering and involve itself in some jamming system? And maybe they developed a counter intelligence gathering system that maybe the U.S. is not equipped to disable. Just a thought. I mean, you know, all of a sudden you have a sword. You think you're always going to win every fight. Somebody builds a shield. And then somebody comes up with a bigger sword and then a bigger shield. And then somebody develops a gun and it's a game changer. How do we know they don't have a game changer on that balloon? We have no idea because they didn't see the balloon. They don't know what the contents of the balloon were. Anyway, Marsha, Florida, the free state of Florida. How are you?
Hey, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show. And
thank you
too for bringing truth and light to the dire condition our country's in.
It is dire, that's for sure.
Yes, and this is absolutely not only disgusting, but it's time to put a stop to all these treasonous acts of this administration. I'm at loss for words almost. It's just so blatant that what's it going to take for us to convict him of treason or get these people out of there?
It's probably going to take 2024 in November and an election and a Republican president and a Republican Senate and keep the House Republican as well for us to have any real meaningful change for the country and to get the country back on track. Prior to that, I mean, you might get Band-Aid fixes. Republicans can use the power of the purse. They can stop some of the reckless spending. They can't stop all the reckless spending. We can clean up government by using the power of subpoena, which is now going on. But until we win the Senate and the White House, guess what? They've got a lot more power than we do.
Exactly. But we've also got to protect our election integrity. I'm in the free state of Florida, thank God. However, it's not free in the rest of this country.
I want everybody to hear what you just said. You're in the free state of Florida. And by the way, Republicans, conservatives in Florida, they have not rejected mail-in balloting. They have not rejected early voting. They do it with integrity. There is voter ID, signature verification, updated voter rolls, partisan observers observing, chain of custody controls. And that is exactly what every state should be following up with. I'll add one thing. Every state now, every Republican state, needs to also adopt the ballot harvesting tactics of the Democrats in their state. Every state has different laws in regards to ballot harvesting, and whatever the Democrats are doing legally, you need to match it and you need to exceed it. That's my advice, and I'm telling you now because it's February of 2023. You've got plenty of time this year to fix your voting system and add integrity to the system so we have confidence in the results. That needs to happen now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a very, very poignant reminder. I appreciate it. Anyway, Marcia, thank you. God bless you. Pamela in Oklahoma. Pamela, how are you? Glad you called.
Well, thank you very much, Sean, and I respect your show, and I love America, and I'm here from Oklahoma, and I have a question for you in regards to the Chinese balloon. My question to you is, when it first came out, it was said that it had been noted over Canada and Alaska, and my question is about NORAD. We're all familiar with the NORAD, the North American Aerospace.
Yeah, they're the ones that follow Santa Claus every year on his trip around the world.
Right, for our air, and that we have three regions, and one is in Alaska, and one our ally is in Canada. And it was said in news reports of that as far as paper, and then they've kind of went back and redacted it and tried to say, no, we didn't say it, that Canada noticed, and we have a continental one with Canada, them being an ally. And, of course, then they are our ally with the United States of America. My question is, if we saw it then, it was by the Aleutian Islands, and now they're trying to come back and say no. But then yesterday they did, in fact, with the chief of staff of President Biden. Why didn't they do something over the Pacific Ocean instead of letting it go, as Senator Mark Rain Mullen said yesterday, over the southern 48?
You know, Steve Daines, the senator from Montana, said we only have, I forget what the exact number is. I think it was 7 people in terms of population per square mile. You could have easily taken it down in the state of Montana. I take it a step further. It never should have made it to the continental U.S. Once they got in American airspace over Alaska, there would have been an opportune moment before going to Canada to bring this thing down. And they chose not to do it. And there is no logical reason why. Now, I just played Corinne Jean-Pierre, and she was out there saying that the administration knew exactly where the Chinese balloon was going. Really? Did they have prior knowledge? Did the Chinese tip them off? But certainly there was control over that balloon because they went from Alaska down the western seaboard of Canada into Idaho, then across the plain states and Montana, then Missouri and Kansas, and then they made their way to the Carolinas, and then they shot it out of the water. I mean, shot it out of the sky into the water. And I know they're recovering parts of it now. I hope they find out what exactly was in there. I assume if there's spy equipment in there, you and I will never hear about that part. They won't keep that a secret. That's a national security secret we've got to prevent the American people from ever knowing about. I guarantee you this was a spy balloon. This had nothing to do with meteorology.
Were they looking for land to buy? I mean, you know, there's so many questions. But truly, exactly as you said, and she said, we knew exactly where it was. And the Aleutian Islands, it's volcanic and out by the Pacific. It would have not harmed anyone. And when it didn't even have to make it to Canada, they knew it was there. And that is not a populated, and it was over an ocean, and they could have taken care of it. And if they knew exactly where it was, then why didn't they protect and defend our president of the United States, chief commander of all military forces, defend America, our airspace, and taking it down?
Pamela, you're asking the same question that every common sense America is asking, is why? Why did they allow this to happen? Why didn't they shoot this balloon down? Why don't they recognize the threat that China is? You know, how many times do I have to go through the list? I can't explain a lot of things to you. I can't give you an accurate number in terms of how much money the Biden family syndicate went into business with as it relates to China. I don't have that answer. I can't understand why we are allowing China to purchase up thousands and thousands of acres of farm and ranch land in this country and thousands of acres around our military installations. I can't explain why there's no price to pay for intellectual property theft, unfair trade practices, and not being held accountable for COVID. I can't explain it. I don't know why Joe Biden is fighting so hard to take our depleted strategic petroleum reserves, which are for our national emergencies, and sell it to the communist Chinese. It's inexplicable to me. It defies all logic and all common sense. I don't know the answer. I wish I did. I'm as frustrated as you are. Trust me.
No, I mean, because I want America to be safe, and our defense system is set up to defend America, and we have allies. And when we are alerted, we should do something and stand for. We have people across, you know, different countries in adversarial land fighting for other causes. And then we have this, and we don't even do something about it. So it is very concerning. It's not presidential. As commander in chief, I ask you, my president of the United States, who I may not have voted for, but you are in office, why are you allowing China to be an antagonist to Americans and our soil and our children, grandchildren, and all? And I stand for America, and I ask the president.
You're never going to get an answer. And I want to know how much business that the Biden family did with the communist Chinese, with the Russians, with Ukraine, with Kazakhstan, and every other foreign entity that they did business with. How much money was involved? How much money did they profit in these countries? And I think we need a full accounting of that. Hopefully, Jim Comer will get to the bottom of it. That's part of his investigation.
Yes, and I hope so. And I feel the same way as you, and I thank you so much for your show and respect it. And I love America, and I just am...
We appreciate your call. We appreciate you being out there. We really do. All right, quick break. Right back. We'll continue. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. At the top of the next hour, Chris Miller will join us, former Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump. We'll talk about the balloon and what should have happened and how we should be dealing with adversarial countries like China and Russia and Iran and North Korea. And the list goes on and on and on as we continue. Listen, I want to tell you about an amazing group named Preborn, and they are saving babies through the process of ultrasound and science, or the science of ultrasound. And for $28, you can introduce an at-risk baby. For example, unplanned pregnancies, women considering abortion. They go to Preborn, and they get a free ultrasound. And a lot of times what they're discovering is when expecting mothers see the fingers, the toes, the facial features, and hear the heartbeat, the odds are much, much higher that they're going to keep that baby. Now, this only happens because of your generosity. Preborn does not get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood does. They've saved over 200,000 babies from abortion. Every day, their clinics are saving on average about 150 babies a day. But this can only continue if you're willing to donate to this cause and stand by the sanctity of life. You can do it very simply. Take out your cell phone, dial #250, say the keyword baby. I'm going to be donating myself, #250, keyword baby. Or you can go to their website at preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean. A great organization doing great work, and they're doing it totally, completely free of government interference.
Covers the real truth, about the politics of D.C. He's your watchdog on Big Brother. Every day, Hannity is on right now.
All right, back to our busy phones. Greg is in the great state of Texas, another free state. What's up, Greg? How are you? Glad you called, sir.
I'm doing great, son. I just want to let you know I watch your show every night. I definitely give you an A+. If I could ever call in at that time, or I'd tell you then. Listen, the main thing I'm...
Thank you.
As far as the balloon, I know Biden is compromised by China. He's just got to be. But that's not what I want to talk about. He brags every day about how, for instance, how he has created more jobs than any other president in history. Well, what do you expect from what happened during COVID? So many people lost their jobs. He brags about it every freaking day. But he also brags about the inflation, the gas prices, and drugs, and so on and so forth. You know, all that's is gone out the, you know, over the roof. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
You're making total sense. Let not your heart be troubled. I think I get the point. So look, this is why elections have consequences. And don't expect him. I went over earlier a lot of the lies that you're going to hear tonight, that he reduced the deficit, that it's all Donald Trump's fault. He inherited an economy in free fall. He inherited inflation. None of that is true. He's going to claim and lie that prices have gone down with gasoline. Nope, they're up again, about a dollar more a gallon than when he came into office. He's saying he's doing all he can to secure the border, that our border is secure. That will be a lie. He's increasing gas and oil production in the country. That will be a lie. They just, nothing he says tonight is going to be truthful, or very little. And, you know, I just ask you to very simply do have one little test. We have 2/3 of Americans now living paycheck to paycheck. We have 40% of Americans now in poverty. And you ask yourself, that are doing worse off economically than they've done since he became president. Are you better off than you were 2 years ago? That's it. Ask that simple question. And do you believe, in spite of the rhetoric, that Biden has helped the economy? Has he made this country more safe and more secure? If you ask those simple questions, the answer will be obvious. And it won't matter what he says. But it is what it is. We'll have great coverage, by the way, calling out his lies, fact-checking him, Hannity, right after the speech tonight.
We'll continue.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.